The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in me will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Opening prayer, we pray for faith. Very simple prayer, we should say, and say often, is, Lord, strengthen my faith. Simple prayer, but said from your heart, your faith is going to be growing. And one of the best ways also to grow in our faith is to share our faith with others. So today, think about, ask the Holy Spirit, who can you share your faith with? What's interesting is, if I give you something on a material basis, if I take out my wallet, a dollar bill, I'm a dollar more poor. That's true. But if I share my faith with you, I'm much more rich. So let's learn how to share our faith with others. That brings me to the first reading. The Acts of the Apostles, what a wonderful reading. The context. Okay, there's been a man that Peter has healed. A man that couldn't walk. And Peter sees this man at the temple, and he looks at him and says, silver and gold they have none, but in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. The man gets up and he's leaping and jumping and praising God. So everyone sees this. So the Jewish people, filled with jealousy, approach Peter and John and say, what are you doing? Don't preach about this Jesus Christ. And Peter says, we cannot help to preach the name of Jesus Christ. It's up to you whether what you think you're doing is right or not, but we cannot help to preach the name of Jesus Christ. So the apostles are taken before the Sanhedrin. They are harshly rebuked. Then they're thrown in jail. That's the context of the passage today. So what happens is, when they're in jail, the angel comes at night, opens up the jail door, and the apostles leave. And the angel says, go to your place in the temple and teach people about this way. So there they are. They're in the temple of Jerusalem, especially Peter and John. They're preaching about Jesus Christ. The temple, so the Sanhedrin convenes, and they tell the temple guard to bring the apostles in. They go to the jail, they open up The guards are there. They open up the jail door. No one's in it. So they're totally befuddled at this. So someone finds out that they're preaching the temple, and they bring Peter and John and some of the apostles in, and they're told not to preach anymore. That's the context. Now, I think there are many ideas that we can derive from this. Is that the apostles, after the coming of the Holy Spirit, they love Jesus Christ. The very center of their life is Jesus Christ. They love Him. And whether or not they're going to be whipped or scourged or thrown in jail for Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter. If they have to suffer for Jesus Christ, that's fine. We don't really see them worried by throwing in jail or nervous. That's not recorded. I don't think they were. We're in jail for Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People today throughout the country are being thrown in jail for pro-life. Bishops, priests, even lay people. If they're thrown in jail so that they can defend the innocent child, praise the Lord. That happens to us. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the name of Christ, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen? But then you see divine providence. The angel. And there's another homily for you people. You have to pray more to the angels. You have to pray more to Saint Michael the Archangel. You have to pray more to Saint Gabriel the Archangel. You have to pray more to Saint Raphael, the patron of travelers. You have to pray more to your guardian angel. Now that angel, I mean, he opened up the door, he told them to go, I mean, he paved the way for the apostles. Ask the angels to pave the way for you on the highway to heaven. There are many obstacles. Many obstacles. But if you can ask your angels to come to you, they're going to open up so many doors that would otherwise be closed. I'm going to give a personal testimony. I have been driving the car for 43 years. Never got in an accident. And I'm not the best of drivers. I really am not. If you were to get in the car with me, you'd probably be afraid. I'm not the best of drivers. I'm a New Yorker. I'm not. I'm really not. But I've often thought, how on earth is it that I've never gotten a car accident? I really think it's my guardian angel. Probably today I'll get into a minor accident because I'm tooting my horn. No, pray that it doesn't happen, okay? But why? I think the angels have a lot to do of us not getting into accidents. But also, here's a question. Have you ever been tempted, and maybe you're about to give into that sin, all of a sudden the temptation disappeared? How'd that happen? Could have been a prayer you made to your guardian angel the week before asking you to prevent you from falling into sin, and that's when that prayer kicked into full gear. Did you hear that? Because you say the prayer, your guardian angel, maybe it's a prayer you said a year ago with a lot of fervor, and the grace is being applied a year later. Hello? That's true. It's applied a year later. Or maybe your great-grandmother in Italy, or in Scotland, or in Mexico, okay? Or maybe your grandmother, or maybe your mother. or your great-grandmother said a prayer for you and you weren't even born yet, and God applies that to you through your guardian angel to save you from falling into a moral quagmire, a moral pitfall. We only were aware of the dynamics of grace. I think we would die of love. Why is it that we are here and some of our best friends are not here this morning? Because of our innate goodness? No. Because of our innate sanctity? No. Because of our keen intellect? No. Because of our good looks? Probably not. Because of our wit and our charm? I doubt it. We're here because of the grace of God. But these doors being opened for the apostles by the angel, that says a lot to me. I don't know about you. So let's ask the angels to be with us, to close the doors that will lead us to sin, and to open up the doors that will lead us to holiness. We all have our guardian angels. We all have Saint Michael the Archangel. We all have the Archangel Gabriel to help us to communicate well. We all have the Archangel Raphael as patron of travelers, patron of purity, patron of joy, patron of happy meetings. We all have these many angels that are ready to help us. But how little we pray to the angels. And last thing I'd like to say is this. If you ever have to meet someone that's going to be somewhat difficult, and we have to meet sometimes people that maybe we don't want to meet for work or family meetings, pray to that person's guardian angel. And pray to your guardian angel. So that when the meeting between you and that person is there, you have two angels. And also a third angel. I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite friends, is the Archangel Saint Raphael. I've had devotion to him for many years. Saint Raphael, Raphael in Spanish, Raphael. One of his patronages, he's the patron of happy meetings. So that the meeting between you and that person will turn out well for the honor and glory of God. So let's beg the angels today to close all the doors that will lead us to sin and open up all the doors that will lead us to heaven. Amen.